December 5, 1928. For one who does the divine will and lives in it, it is as if she made the sun descend upon earth. Difference. I was feeling all immersed in the divine volition. I feel my poor and little mind bound to a point of light extremely high, which is no boundaries, and one can see neither where its height reaches, nor where its depth ends. And while the mind fills itself with light, it is surrounded by light, to the point of seeing nothing but light. It sees that it takes little of this light, because there is so much of it, but its capacity is so small that it seems to it that it takes just a few little drops. Oh! How well one feels in the midst of this light! Because it is life, it is word, it is happiness. The soul feels within herself all the reflections of her Creator, and feels the divine life being given birth within her bosom. Oh! Divine will, how admirable you are! You alone are the fecundator, the preserver and the belocator of the life of God in the creature. But while my mind was wandering within the light of the supreme fiat, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, with the soul who lives in my divine will, it is more than if I made the sun descend upon earth. What would happen then? The night would be banished from the earth, it would always be full daylight. And by always having contact with the sun, the earth would no longer be a dark body, but a luminous one, and it would not beg for the effects of the sun, but would receive into itself the very substance of the effects of the light, because sun and earth would live communal life and would form one single life. What a difference is there not between the sun in the height of its sphere and the earth in its lowness? The poor earth is subject to the night, to seasons, and to asking the sun to form the beautiful flowerings, the colors, the sweetness, the maturity of its fruits. And the sun is not free to display all of its effects over the earth, if the earth does not lend itself to receive them. So much so, that certain points of the earth the sun does not always reach, and other points are dry and without plants. This is nothing other than a simile of one who does my divine will and lives in it and one who lives in the earth of her human volition. The first makes descend, not only the sun of my divine will into her soul, but the whole of heaven. Therefore, with this sun, she possesses the perennial day, a day that never sets, because the light has the virtue of putting darkness to flight. So, the night of passions, the night of weaknesses, of miseries, of coldnesses, of temptations, cannot be there with this sun. And if they wanted to draw near to form the seasons in the soul, this sun beats down its rays and puts all nights to rushed flight, saying, I am here, and that's enough, my seasons are seasons of light, of peace, of happiness and of perennial flowering. This soul is the bearer of heaven upon earth. On the other hand, for one who does not do my divine will and does not live in it, it is more nighttime than daytime in her soul. She is subject to seasons and to long rainy times, which render her always disturbed and labored, or to long droughts, in which she reaches the point of lacking the vital humors in order to love her Creator. And the very sun of my divine will, because it does not live in her, is not free to give her all the good it possesses. Do you see what it means to possess my divine volition? It is to possess the source of life, of light and of all goods. On the other hand, one who does not possess it is like the earth, which enjoys the effects of the light, and like certain lands, which are just barely illuminated, but without effects.